Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. And I got a big smile on my face because I got some big news for you today. Guess what? Today marks the 1,000th episode of the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. That's awesome. We're so grateful that you've tuned in with us on this journey. And some of you have actually been with us from the very beginning. I know because you've told me. And you've heard every single episode. And I just want to say thank you. And what a joy it's been to open God's Word together over these last 4 years. You know, as I consider where we are today, I'm mindful of where we began. And it was a pretty dark time. And we knew together that our only hope was in the Lord, and our confidence was in the Lord, and in a moment where things looked pretty bleak around us, even kind of scary for a while there, and certainly tragic in many instances, in many cases, what we did is we found light in the Word of God, and we found light in the fellowship of sharing in His Word together. And that's been such a blessing, and that's really what keeps us going. We understand that God's Word is our lifeline, and in fact, I'm reminded today of one of the important passages in all of Scripture, Psalm 119, verse 105, that simply says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." Friends, that is so true. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And I'm convinced that as we continue to open His word together and invite Him to speak to us by His word, our path will be lit, our feet will be sure, and in God we will participate in the things that He has for us. And in that, we'll experience His blessing. And so friends, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this. And let's keep seeking God together and walking according to His word as best we know how. And check out what my brothers here have to say.
Hey, Cornerstone friends, 1,000 Cornerstone connections. That's incredible. Can't believe that something that we started back in 2020 when the world was shutting down is still going right now in 2024 and going strong. And so praise God for that. I got to say one insight that I would give is just simply to proclaim to you Hebrews 4, 12, and 13, which says, "For the word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." And the Cornerstone Connection is just evidence of this truth in Scripture. His word is alive and active. God sees everything. He sees you in your circumstance right now, and He'll see you in your circumstance tomorrow. He's seen you in your circumstances from yesterday and years gone by. And He knows exactly what you need and when you need it. And I can't tell you how many times that I've recorded a Cornerstone Connection. And many times I go, "Oh, that was a train wreck." And yet, I hear about it from somebody who goes, "That's exactly what I needed to hear." Do you think I planned that? Absolutely not. God knew, because His word is live and active, and He sees you, He knows you, and He knows exactly what you need. Praise God for how He's used the Cornerstone Connections. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you soon.
Well, as both Pastor Matt and Andy alluded to, this Cornerstone Connection started at a time when we were forced to be isolated. We were forced to be separated from one another. And so we thought as a team, what could we do to bring our people together around the Word of God? What could we do to bring us together? And so what stuck out to me during this time is the key word, togetherness. That the body of Christ is designed to be together, to work together, and to serve one another, and to love one another well. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 says, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ." And I've learned through reading through the Bible now several times together with you that so much of Scripture is built around the idea of the body of Christ working together. That's how it's designed. So I'm honored to be part of a local body with you, and so grateful that we are part of the body of Christ, the larger body of Christ. And I want to encourage you to find and to use your gift to love and serve one another as an integral part of the body of Christ.
Hey, Cornerstone. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of the Cornerstone Connections. This is an awesome ministry that we have. As we read God's Word together, we get to share God's Word with one another. You see, Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom." As the word of Christ dwells in us, as it takes up residency in our lives as we open up God's word and hear him speak, we get the privilege of teaching one another what God is teaching us. Now here at the church, we get to make videos and share it with all of you. But I know Cornerstone Connections are happening out there as you are calling up one another and sharing with each other what God is teaching you. Or as you're getting together for coffee or sharing a meal together, you get the privilege of sharing with each other what God is teaching you. You see, it's as simple as this. We study God's word and we share God's word with the people that God puts in our path. We get the privilege of following Jesus together as friends. And so I want to encourage you, keep reading God's word. Keep studying God's word. Keep meditating on God's word. And as he speaks to you, take that word and share it with one another. Build up, encourage, edify your brothers and sisters in Christ. And let's grow together into maturity as followers of Jesus.